The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Another episode of Family Engineering with Praise Forwear. I am super excited to be coming your way again as we continue this journey on becoming an effective communicator. Now, we have said that communication is the bedrock of every relationship, and so far we've looked at why people struggle with communication, and we've also looked at the three critical pillars of communication. Today, I am going to be opening your eyes to a concept I developed many years ago, which is the brand of car model to understanding people's temperament. Now, I know some of you are used to the Timothy Hayes version of the choleric or the melancholy, and what have you, and some of you use the DISC method, but I developed the brand of car model a couple of years ago. So today, we are going to be looking at the intimidating communicator, because as a human being, you are on a journey that requires four different brands of cars. Now, in all this, you need to understand that all the breakdowns you've experienced is as a result of not knowing how to effectively maneuver this four brand of cars. This brand of cars represent four different human beings or human behavior or human personalities that you're going to interface with. Now, you have the intimidating Oma, you have the creative convertible, you have the dependable truck, and you have the systematic Ford. You see, these are four different brand of cars that you cannot afford to drive them the way you like. They need to be operated the way they were configured to function. If you want to drive a creative convertible with the knowledge of a systematic Ford, you're likely going to have a big, big problem. And if you want to drive a truck with the mentality of a Hummer, you're likely going to have issues as well, which means they need to be driven the way they were configured to be handled. Now, to get the best out of each of these brand of cars, you must understand their uniqueness. Now, the first personality we're going to be looking at is the intimidating Homer. Are you in love with an intimidating Homer, or are you an intimidating Homer yourself? There is a way your communication can affect the people around you, and there is a way you can hurt people without you knowing. Now, who is the intimidating communicator? That is the guy or the lady who is the king of the room, who wants to be in control and take charge of things. That person who is a workaholic, has fits of anger, achievement driven, cannot tolerate delay, and is involved in too many projects. That person is driven by service, patience, and competence. So if you want to really, really be effective around these people and effectively communicate with them or get into rapport with them, you need patience, you need competence, and you need to be able to serve them, because they are also driven by power and significance, authority and freedom. For them, life is a battle. They are insensitive to feelings, and their greatest fear is being taken advantage of. So you must be persistent and serve them to effectively relate with them. Now, if you are an intimidating Homer, or if you are relating with an intimidating Homer, or if you want to talk to an intimidating Homer effectively, you know that you need to be competent in your own right. Now, if I read their profile to you, maybe this will bring it home a little bit. Now, it says my intimidating profile. I am Mr. Macho or Mrs. Macho. He's got a BSc, MSc, PhD, QED, XYZ. Now, it says I am Mr. Macho. A lot of people think that I am too hard and strict. but it's because they don't understand that I want to be effective to produce results that will make the world a better place. I may not have time for parties and appear autocratic, but I have feelings and I really want to change, provided you're willing to help me. But above all, I choose to accept myself because the me you see is as a result of my purpose. Now, if you are dealing with an intimidating communicator, you need to understand that their strengths include bluntness, decisiveness, eye work rate, strong-willed. They enjoy challenges and they work well under pressure. Now, for this kind of people, they have low attention span. So for them, if you want to reach out to them, you cannot make long speeches. Just go straight to the point. They have weaknesses in the sense that they are involved in too many projects. They are impatient. They have low people skill. They can be power drunk. They overstep authority and they can be insensitive to feeling. For them, it's the end that justifies the means. For them, let the project be done. I don't care how you do it. They want it done. And when it's not done, they get into fits of rage or anger. Their greatest fear is that they think that people will take advantage of them. So what motivates them are power and authority, risk, new challenges, freedom to oversee others, people, compliance and accomplishment. They get stressed when goals are not met. So if you are in love with an intimidating armor, if you agree that something needs to be done, it's got to be done at the time it needs to be done. Or else, they find it difficult to control themselves, even though they can be coached to now see things differently, and that can influence how they communicate. But for these people, they need help in listening skills, appreciating people as beings, because sometimes they seem to treat people as things. Right? They need to be less commanding and domineering. They need to allow people to make mistakes because they can't seem to stand mistakes. They are also very hard on themselves. You find these people in pioneering, executive entrepreneurship. Now, if you are relating with them, they have expectations from you. Number one, don't argue with them. They want you to serve them, produce results for them, be brief and go straight to the point. Be serious around them and suggest ways to achieve results. Don't expect this person to visit you, which is a bad side of them that they need to work on because in their mind, they are too easy. Now, do you have someone in your life who sees himself as bold, but you see them as arrogant? Someone who sees themselves as competitive, but you see them as combative? They see themselves as risk-taking, you see them as reckless. Is there someone in your life you think is headstrong? Maybe they actually determined. Are they tactless, but they are actually outspoken? You have someone that you think is a dictator, who is actually very decisive. They could be pushy, but they see themselves as assertive. You see them as predatory, but they are pioneering. You see them as offensive, but they are confronting. So, remember I told you the last time I came that your perception of people will determine the way you receive them. So, for every negative you see in them, there's a corresponding positive dimension to it. And that's why you need to be careful so that all you see about them is not the negativity. Because for every time you think they are ruthless, they can actually be strategic. For every time you think they are rude, it could actually mean that they are direct. For every time you think they are disrespectful, they could actually be self-confident. Every time you think they are conceited, they are just self-assured. Every time you think they are obsessive, they are just goal-oriented. And every time you think they are intimidating, they may just be challenging. Now, if you are an intimidating owner, or you are in love with one, or you are relating with one as your boss, now the first thing you need to understand, or you are even warning yourself, now you need to predetermine the perception code you want to use for everyone, which will help. Because as an intimidating communicator, you can actually shut people down because you think that you have a lot of intelligence and you think you've handled right to talk to people. Anyhow, you need to predetermine the perception code you want to use for everyone because there are good sides to you. You have respect for competence and for people who are more knowledgeable than you. But you need to also understand that all you know that is all you know. But all you know is not all there is to know. So what if from today you see everyone in your life as a royalty or as a diplomat, or you see everyone as a door that leads you to the direction you truly want? What will change about the way you communicate with them? So that's number one. Number two, you need to predetermine the signal you want to always send. When people leave you, what do you want them to feel? How do you want them to think? When they leave you and they think, wow, he's such a sweet soul. If that is what you want to work for, you need to be intentional about that, because if you don't rein in what looks like a weakness, people will begin to label you and you begin to repel people. You will be tagged as a people user, which is not what you want. Now, number three, you need to appoint your accountability team who will keep you in check. For example, you can say to someone around you that every time I'm losing it, just stand in front of me and say to me, praise is compassionate. You need to pick what we call a word that you work for that defines your behavior, and that someone is around you who can always remind you when you are losing it. What has happened over time is you develop the pattern for responding to what doesn't go your way. You can actually infuse a new pattern that totally nullifies the sabotaging pattern and creates an empowering pattern. Now, next one, number four, you need to create your trigger and response code and communicate it ahead of time. Trigger and response is whenever you're losing it, there must be someone who can fire the trigger. And the trigger can be red card or yellow card or timeout. And when you hear that, no matter how upset you are, you need to be loyal to yourself to keep quiet. And that takes me to number five. You need to attack the space between stimulus and response. So what I usually would say you do when you're very upset, before you say anything, can you count from 60 down to zero? So 60, 59, 58, 57. What will happen is before you get to zero, your breathing pattern will have changed, because anger goes with your breathing. And number six, name your aggression for what it is. Now, don't excuse it. Call it what it is. It's a nuclear weapon. Now, what does nuclear weapon do? It will destroy people. So if you are a husband or you are a wife and you are an intimidating communicator, you may actually have been bullying your children or everyone around you. So don't try to call bad good. You need to call it for what it is. Say, you know what? I have a time bomb that can explode. And when it explodes, it can destroy my loved ones and it can also destroy me. Number seven thing I would recommend is you need to create an open day. Open day is that day in your family or at work where everyone is free to say what they want to say the way they want to say. The rules during open day is, number one, nobody gets angry. Number two, nobody gets defensive. Number three, whatever I said cannot be used against the person that said it. And number four, if what has been said is very significant, you need to make a conscious effort to change. So that is what open day is all about. Now, these are the tips that can help you to improve your level of communication if you are an intimidating communicator. Now, if you, however, you're working or dealing with an intimidating communicator, what you need to do is to protect your mind, to know that they are not bad. They want people to be competent and to produce results, but sometimes they go about it the wrong way, in a way that strikes fear into people. So what you need to do, again, you can also create a perceptual code and say, maybe my husband is acting a movie called The Angry Husband and is the main character in the movie. So if you visualize them from the standpoint of an onlooker or someone who is watching the movie, whatever they're saying will no longer get to you, because the amazing thing about them is when they get upset and that anger is gone, they are sweet the next minute, which can be very confusing. But you need to know that when things don't go their way is when they lose it and they need to get help. So to protect yourself, see them as someone on a movie location and you are the director of the movie. You are just enjoying it. So no matter what they say, don't let it get to you. If they use words like, you are useless, you know that useless, if you flip it, means less use, which means the person doesn't have the capacity to maximize you. I hope this has helped you. The biggest communication problem is we do not listen to understand. We often listen to reply. So as an intimidating communicator, you must learn to listen to reply. Let there be peace and wellness within you as against chaos, because people are not interruptions, In the word of Dr. Miles Monroe, people are opportunities. Let your people work for you and let them serve you. I'll see you some other time. You know, this is a podcast. You don't want to miss, because this is where we engineer the family. I am Grace Warwick. See you next time.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +447 960 813430, or +2 34 810 857 1139.